Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Obi Young, president of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and producer for the studios from Orlando, Florida, who is today's host.
Hello, everyone. This is Obi Young with Managing Safety. We're part of the Florida Aviation Network down in Orlando, Florida. And today we're talking all the way to the northern part of the United States with Doug McConnell. Doug, you're the chairman of membership development with the International Aerobatic Club, and where are you located?
Yes, thank you, Obi. I live near Chicago. In fact, I'm only about a two-hour drive from Oshkosh, so I can zoom up to the museum and other offices that we deal with up there pretty fast, and that makes it handy.
Yes, indeed. Well, I got a letter from you, I guess, back in May, and it mentioned something about the IEC Elite 300. And, of course, curiosity got the better part of me, and I called you, and we started talking about this and thought it would be an interesting show for people about aerobatics and about aviation. And we all sort of are experiencing the same things but at different degrees, and we thought we'd share with the folks a little bit more about the IEC, what it does, who it is, and how they can get involved. Just exactly what is the IEC?
Thank you. Well, the IEC stands for International Aerobatic Club, and we truly are international. We have chapters and members all over the world. And we get together because of a common interest, and that is our love for recreational aerobatics. And it gets us involved with technical discussions and elevating our skills. And if we have better skills, we have better safety, and we promote that to the average aviation pilot, that they get some basic aerobatic knowledge, makes them a much safer pilot. But we have a lot of fun doing this. We have 38 chapters around the United States, and we have foreign chapters as well. About 600 foreign members, and they take our magazine and they get involved in world competition, although our main interest is in local critiques and learning and skill improvement and a lot of association regarding the technical aspects of airplanes and maneuvers. And so we have a lot of fun. The main thing is fun, and that's what we have a lot of fun doing.
I've been a member for many years, and I guess one of the confusing things is people say, well, you're an air show pilot. Well, not exactly. Competitive aerobatics is quite a bit different to air show aerobatics. Like you say, you're honing your skills and improving your proficiency. And there are some different levels. Would you like to talk a little bit about those different levels of competition?
That would be great. We begin as rookies. We all do. And so when you first join the IAC, we have an avenue for you to get involved at the basic level and learn the most basic skills first. And you don't have to just jump in an airplane and try it. You get a lot of coaching, a lot of training and critiquing from very experienced people before you actually perform in front of people. You can perform just by yourself and over a coach who's on the ground watching you and giving you radio communications, trying to improve your loop or your roll or what you're doing. So we begin everybody at the basic level, assuming that that's where they are, and you get involved with the chapters. They have critique days. These are like a picnic at an airport. They all show up and they critique the pilots at their various levels of expertise, and over the years, of course, you learn more and more skills and more precision, and then you move up in the ranks. So our most basic level is for people who are trying this for the first time. And by the way, we don't recommend you try and teach yourself this either.
Right.
We strongly recommend that you get some training from a professional instructor who knows how to teach aerobatics and get these skills with a good seasoned instructor first. And then you can go out and practice and have somebody watch you and give you a critique. I'd like to share with you what happened to me when I was a young kid. I was enthralled with aerobatics. When I was 16, I had my pilot's license. And the airport where I worked, by the way, my parents didn't pay for my training to become a pilot. They said, "You're on your own, buddy." So I worked at the airport. Instead of paying me, they gave me airplane lessons. Well, they had a Navy N3N trainer there, which is like a Stearman, but built by the Navy for World War II training. They had one there, and they checked me out. So I was this real proud 16-year-old flying this open cockpit trainer. And one day, I decided to try a loop all by myself. Nobody had talked me through it. Nobody had tried to demonstrate this to me. But I knew, in my mind, all you have to do is pull back on the stick, and an airplane will do a loop. So this is an airplane that flies about 80 miles an hour, by the way, and doesn't have a lot of horsepower for its size. It's kind of like a Stearman. And so I was all by myself out there in the countryside, and I pulled back on the stick, and the airplane did not get halfway around the loop and gave up because I ran out of steam. You know, I didn't have a big engine, and I hadn't given myself any momentum before I started the maneuver. And so the airplane fell on its back. Luckily, it did not spin. I pulled out. I was scared enough to go back and land and think about what I had done. Now, I was lucky because I could have been too low. I wasn't even thinking about altitude to do this loop. And I could have been in a spin. I hadn't any training on how to stop a spin. So I was lucky. And I tell that story because the worst idea you could have was to try and teach yourself aerobatics. And yet, I can tell you what, aerobatics is safe. It's done. It's a precision maneuver, and it makes you a better pilot, and it prepares you for the unknown, because sometimes an airplane might suddenly get upset in a vortex from a jet airliner or something, and you're suddenly sideways in the sky. If you've never seen that before, it can be very shocking.
Certainly. Now, when we move from the basic, what's the next level up? You go from the basic entry level.
Yeah, well, the basic is where you start out, simple loop and simple roll. And then the next level is called sportsman, which is also a simple loop and a simple roll, but they string them together in a sequence, and they add a few more maneuvers, like a hammerhead turnaround. And then you get up to intermediate.
Right.
Intermediate, you have to have a little more horsepower usually to do those maneuvers because they take a little more energy. And then you get into the advanced. Now, the advanced level is where you're flying a lot of inverted G maneuvers.
Now, what do you mean inverted G? What does that mean now?
Well, when you sit in your chair in your living room, that's positive G. That's one G. And if you make a sharp turn in a standard Cessna, you get about two G's on your seat of your pants, making just a normal flat turn in an airplane. But aerobatics involves more energy than that, so you could get up to three G's and four G's and five G's pushing you in the seat. Well, by the time you get up to advanced, you're flying your airplane upside down instead of right side up. So in other words, these G-forces are opposite.
So all the blood's going to your head instead of to your feet.
That's right. The pressure is towards your eyeballs instead of towards your feet. And it's a new experience. You have to train to do that. You have to practice to do that. But it's safe, and it's just a matter of a different type of maneuver. For example, if you do an inside loop, the pressure is on your bottom in the seat of the airplane. But if you do that with an advanced maneuver called an outside loop, you start inverted, and you push around this thing. So you end up with negative G's, especially at the beginning and at the very end. You can feel those negative G's, and your seat belt gets real tight on your lap because it's trying to bring you out of the seat instead of pushing you into the seat.
So now that's the advanced. Is there anything further along than advanced?
Yes, there is, and that's called unlimited. And that would be equivalent to an air show pilot because they have pretty powerful airplanes, and they do some maneuvers that are just amazing. And that would be the kind of competition you find in a world contest, a world aerobatic contest. These are all unlimited pilots. and they can perform these advanced, very advanced. I say advanced, it's not the advanced competition level, but it's the unlimited level. But they're doing things that require a special pilot, a lot of training, a lot of experience, and a lot of horsepower. Now, by the way, in the last few years, last maybe 10 or 15 years, we've had world competition, not only at the unlimited level. We've had it at the advanced level as well. And so people who don't have the $2 million airplane can go out and fly at the advanced level in world competition. And it's very exciting, especially for those who would prefer not to invest at the very top level of the game. Now, there's also a glider competition. And
are you talking about Glider International Aerobatic Club? Is that what you're talking about? Or is it?
Yeah, the International Aerobatic also sponsors the world competition and national competition in glider aerobatics. And, of course, that's all momentum and energy. And I'm not a glider pilot, so I can't even talk that game. But I have been to the contests and talked to the pilots and seen what they do. It's just a wonderful experience.
In fact, we are the home at Claremont, Florida, for the National Seniors Competition, which we covered this past year. We broadcast on May the 9th through the 15th, and we're looking forward to working with Sean Knickerbocker out there again this year. Doug, we're going to take a break for here just a minute. We've been talking with Doug McConnell, with the International Aerobatic Club, and we started off talking about the Elite 300. We're going to get back to that, but this is really exciting because it's really a world competition and sport that there's more that you're going to hear about in just a minute. I'm O.B. Young with Managing Safety, and we'll be right back.
Now let's rejoin O.B. Young and Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network.
Hello, everyone. This is O.B. Young once again with Managing Safety, and we're joining with Doug McConnell here up in the Chicago area, I believe it is, and we were talking about the International Aerobatic Club. And in your opinion, what are the key benefits of membership, Doug?
Well, fun is the main equation. We all have a lot of fun getting together to watch each other fly and brag or critique or whatever is involved in the process.
Somebody wanted to get involved in having all this fun you're talking about here. How do they do that? I mean, just open up the internet and look under IAC or what?
That is correct. We are a division of the EAA. That's the Experimental Aircraft Association, headquartered up in Oshkosh. And our headquarters is there also. And we have our own website, the IAC.org. You go there and you find everything, all kinds of what we're doing, activities and special events and how to locate your local chapter and how to locate an instructor. We have everything there. And it's easy to join. You do not have to be a pilot. In fact, I would say maybe a third of our members are not pilots, but they love aerobatics. They go to the air shows, and they would like to know more about us. So, and it's not very expensive. It's if you're joining for the first time, we give you an introductory price of about less than $2 a month. So it's really inexpensive.
So most anybody could afford to get involved in aviation, even though they may not be flying, they're getting involved in aviation. And I know that you have judges and spotters and people. It's not just that one pilot up there during the competition. There's a lot more people working support for the activity. So I'm sure that's something that the members could do.
That's right. In fact, of our entire membership, only about 20% of the individuals are involved in competition. But the rest of them are welcome and, in fact, invited. In fact, they're vitally important to the conduct of these contests and competitions because, as you said, we need judges, we need judges' helpers, we need boundary judges. If you go outside the boundary of the aerobatic box, you get demerits for that, so we have to have someone watching that. And so we have a lot of support needs at these wonderful weekend events, and you can become involved as a member. You can be very much involved with the pilots and the people and dinner afterwards with a lot of these people and hear their war stories, and it's a lot of fun, and you don't need to even be a pilot to do that.
That's one of the things, like our Corvette Club, they say, well, what do you do? So we wash our car. We have a philanthropic sponsorship for a home here, and then we go eat, and we have a lot of fun. And I think that's one of the things about the club and the International Aerobatic Club is that there is a camaraderie, that true brotherhood of people, whether you're a man, woman, or a boy or a girl or whatever. Can anybody of any age get involved in the IEC? I mean, can the kids come out there and help their parents with this?
Oh, yes. We do have student memberships, and we do have family memberships, and we have spouse memberships. We even have museum memberships.
You have memberships for everybody.
we open all the doors, you might say.
Yeah, there you go. Now, we were talking on break here a minute ago about this is actually in the United States, the International Aerobatic Club is actually sanctioned to assist with the competitive. It's like the Olympics for aviation, if you would. And in the United States is sort of unique in that it's not sponsored by any government agency. And some of the countries throughout the world, it seems a little unfair to me that they're getting government funding and everything. How can I, as a citizen, help the United States have some equal playing footing there? Doug, how could I help out?
Well, it's very true that a number of countries, I'd say five or six countries, the team that they show up with is actually a team funded totally and trained totally by the country they represent. In other words, they have talent as an individual, but they don't have to personally pay for an airplane or all the gasoline that they use in the training. So, but our pilots are not that way. Our pilots own their own airplanes. They pay for their own gas and their own training and so forth. And when they finally are selected to be on a world team, then we do ask for donations to help that team train and get ready and go to the world contest. And so we do have a foundation. If you go to our website, the IAC.org, you can find how to help by funding some of that team expense.
And, okay, so it's IAC.org, not com, it's .org.
Yes.
Okay.
And you might envision that if you're taking your airplane to a world contest, you have to take the wings off and stick it in a big freight airplane and take it over to this other country and put the wings back on and so forth. So it's expensive and time-consuming, and having some financial assistance to represent our country adequately in these world contests is very important. And we do quite well, by the way. Our pilots are not lacking for not having federal funding. They do very, very well in world competition because they are driven to it. They're motivated. This is what they live for, you know, and so they really prepare very well. But having some funding is extremely important, and we do that every time we send a team into world competition.
Well, you know, if somebody wanted to join, I guess I think you covered this just a minute ago. It says if they want to join, just go to the IEC website. Is there a list of where all these different clubs are, organizations on the website there?
Yes, there is. We have 38 chapters across the country, and they can look up and see where their local, their closest chapter is. And they can also look up and see where the instructors are. So if they want to get started in some basic training, they can find out who it is and how to arrange for some basic lessons. And they also have access to the competition schedule, and each chapter has their own schedule of events and activities. So they have what they call play days. They aren't really play days. They're very kind of serious training days is what they are, but they call them play days because they have a lot of fun and they have dinner afterwards and so forth. But when you go to these chapter events, you start learning basics which help you in your own flying. If you are a pilot and you fly for fun, having some of this basic aerobatic knowledge, even though you're not an expert, can really come in handy at that moment when the airplane gets caught by a airliner vortex or something and you're sideways in the sky. If you've never have been there before, it can be pretty shocking. But if you've had some aerobatic training, simple aerobatic training, it makes you a much safer pilot.
You know, the FAA has been pushing that more and more, particularly in jets with upset training, and down at Stay in 51 here in Kissimmee, Florida, they're big into that, and they're one of our folks that we work with here. In fact, we're working on a Disney promotional with them on the movie Planes, which I would encourage everybody to take your kids and take your spouse and go see it, because there's a lot of information in these kid movies, I call them, but there's a lot about aviation in general there that you can learn. If you're a pilot, you can read between the lines. And, of course, if you're not a pilot or you are a pilot, I would encourage you to call your local IAC chapter. Let's go back on a serious note here just for a minute, Doug, and talk about the Elite 300. What's the purpose of it? Why are you doing it?
Well, I created something called the Elite 300, and it was simply to give some recognition to some of our members who've been around since this club was formed. It was formed in 1970, and we have 300 people who are still hanging in there. And the reason I contacted those folks recently was to get their experience and wisdom from having viewed recreational aerobatics over so many years, because we were looking for their wisdom on how to advance our International Aerobatic Club going forward. Back in those days of 1970, by the way, airplanes were not that available. You had either a home built or you had a World War II trainer, and that's all that you could find to fly aerobatics, and so very few people did it. But now over this 50 years or whatever it is, we've had many factory-built aerobatic trainers, such as the Citabria and the Decathlon and the Pitt Special and others. And so now you can buy a factory-built aerobatic airplane. And so it's been a very popular sport growing since 1970. And so the 300, I asked them some questions by a survey. I said, give us your guidance and advice how to guide this club moving forward into the future, where now airplanes are getting pretty expensive and gasoline is pretty expensive. How can we make it accessible and still fun for people who are excited about aerobatics? And I'll tell you, there are thousands of aerobatic pilots and thousands of aerobatic airplanes, such as the RV, very popular airplane, out there already in daily use. And we would like to invite them to look at the IAC as a possible way to have fun with that airplane, meet other pilots who enjoy the same activity, and associate with the same kind of a crowd that they're interested in, the aerobatic, recreational aerobatic crowd. You don't have to want to be a competitor. In fact, you don't have to own an airplane. In fact, you don't have to even be a pilot to join the IAC. And I was asking our 300 older, quote, older members, their advice on how we should be moving forward and making this still fun and accessible to as many people as possible.
And ladies and gentlemen, there you come with the rest of the story. I got this note. I guess I'm one of the older members there, and that's how we got to talking with Doug, and we felt like the least we could do with managing safety, which it's all about safety, and the IAC is all about safety. We're not daredevils. We're not risk takers. We're professional skilled pilots that are trying to improve their skills so they can be better pilots, either commercially for a living or for sport, and at the same time have a passion for aviation, enjoy aviation. That's what it's all about. And after speaking with Doug a little bit, I said, we've got to do a show on this. And Doug, I really appreciate you taking the time to do this. And I think you're going to be meeting with Larry Graff up there in Chicago and doing a little photo follow-up on this later on, aren't you?
Yes, that's correct. We're going to have a demonstration of a basic student pilot learning for the first time, and if you watch that, you'll see how easy it is and safe it is to learn some basic aerobatic maneuvers, which will last you your whole career, your lifetime, as far as being a much more aware and a much safer pilot.
Doug, I appreciate you taking your time tonight, and we will see you next time, everyone. This has been Obi Young with Managing Safety, wishing you blue skies and tailwind. Bye now.
Thank you.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. Please visit our studio website to hear past programs.